Sports are part of a nation's identity. The Japanese enjoy sumo wrestling. Brazilians pursue soccer with a passion. For many Americans, baseball is still the national pastime. Tennis, too, has become a national pastime in one of the countries of the former Soviet Union. Robert Rand reports from Tashkent, the capital of Uzbekistan, on topspin and titanium rackets along the Great Silk Road.
In the wide world of sports, once a year on the distant plains of Central Asia, on a high-tech plexiplave court in Tashkent, comes what locals describe as big tennis.
It's a great honor for me to welcome the president of Uzbekistan, Mr. Islam Abdulganyevich Karimov.
Meet Islam Abdulganyevich Karimov, Uzbekistan's supreme leader and number one tennis enthusiast.
I will not be mistaken if I say that millions of our citizens, young and old, go in for this beautiful and enthralling sport.
Karimov was speaking at the opening ceremony of the President's Cup competition, a regular stop on the ATP, the professional men's tour.
Is now declared open.
The President's Cup draws some of the biggest names in tennis. Among this year's participants were Murat Safin of Russia, currently ranked number 3 in the world, and Tommy Haas of Germany, ranked number 9. Tennis first came to Uzbekistan during the final years of the last Russian Tsar. It was played in Soviet times, albeit tentatively. In post-Soviet Uzbekistan, President Karimov propelled tennis to the forefront of the nation's consciousness. Not surprisingly, Karimov is an avid tennis player himself. Henry Dashevsky was his tennis coach. He says the Uzbek president plays 4 times a week.
Forehand is beautiful. Backhand is good, maybe better than forehand. Smash is very good. Overhand is good.
Dashevsky says it's not just that Karimov loves tennis. He sees the game as an important political weapon, a weapon against Islamic fundamentalism in this secular but largely Muslim state.
During the last years, many mosques were constructed in Uzbekistan, and the children were taken there, many of them were taken there, and they were getting ready and having classes to be in religion. And it was his decision that there should be some alternative to this, and children should be taken to some other places.
And that place was the tennis court. Since the mid-1990s, Karimov has built more than 400 tennis courts across Uzbekistan, including a brand new facility in a small provincial hub called Gulistan. The town's deputy mayor, Kamaliddin Akbutayev, follows Karimov's example and plays tennis, as do most shrewd politicians here. Akbutayev has handed out free imported rackets and balls to thousands of young people. Akbutayev says that if kids spend their free time playing tennis, they won't get involved in smoking or drugs or prostitution or religious extremism and terrorism. Sportsmen, he says, love their country. This is the sound of the serve of Uzbekistan's most famous young tennis player, a 20-year-old woman named Iroda Tulyaganova. Earlier this year, Tulyaganova was ranked number 16 in the world, but she has since dropped to number 43. Her serve is still among the most powerful in women's tennis. It has been timed at 119 miles per hour. That's about the average speed of Pete Sampras's first serve. Tulyaganova has made a fortune by Uzbek standards. She is a national sports hero here and a role model.
They want to be like me, they want to dress like me, they want to get the hair things like me, you know, like hair clips. And that's why I always try to look good, I always try to behave myself good so they don't get the bad things from me, only the good things.
Iroda Tulyaganova cuts an impressive figure on the tennis court. She has light brown hair with streaks of blonde and quadriceps made of steel. She has beaten internationally ranked Kim Clijsters and Justine Henin, and she beams when describing a near win against number one ranked Serena Williams.
Then I lost in 3 sets, 6-3 in the third set. It was a very nice match. It was a nice match.
And Tulyaganova would love to have another go at Serena. She wants nothing less than to become the number one women's tennis player in the world, a goal endorsed by President Karimov. Tulyaganova says she has never played the Uzbek leader.
But my racket I gave him as a present, so I hope he's playing sometimes with it, or at least he's having it on the wall.
And it would be a most appropriate wall decoration for Karimov, who once declared that, as a matter of state policy, it is better to brandish tennis rackets than Katyusha rockets. For NPR News, this is Robert Rand in Tashkent. Thank you.